Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, to Ukraine. The information we have from the front is fog of war, but it appears to be trading drone strikes against infrastructure. Yekaterinburg, deep in Russia, the third largest refinery deep in Russia, both hit by drone attacks in these last hours. At the same time, drone attack or missile attack at an electricity generating plant in the west of Ukraine. So, it's late winter, early spring. The offensive may or may not be on. Russia may or may not be recruiting hundreds of thousands. But the drone war will continue, and so will the resistance. Jeff, drones have taken the battlefield and turned it into something three-dimensional. And I'm guessing that all armies are learning from this. Are you learning from it, Jeff? Has this changed your understanding of the capability of offense and defense?
It has, really, to a degree, that the battlefield now is much more transparent and you can be struck almost immediately if you are observed. The flooding of the battle zone with drones that can observe movement and are accompanied either by suicide drones that can then immediately strike, make maneuver that much more difficult, and I think lend themselves more to a static battlefield like we're seeing right now. But then furthermore, for the Ukrainians, by their ability now to create longer range drones, these particular drones were up to 1,200 kilometers or about 700 miles to conduct these particular strikes, allow them to reach out and touch targets in Russia at a great distance, not unlike we would do long range bombing campaigns, if you will, during World War II without, of course, putting any particular pilots in danger. And as a consequence, they can threaten the Russian oil system, which they've done. There are some reports that they've knocked out between 400,000 and 900,000 barrels a day of refining capacity in the Russian Federation, brought the war to Russia, in recent times also struck a factory producing drones, so bringing the war to Russia, and then also being able to threaten things like the Black Sea Fleet, which now has moved largely to the eastern part of the Black Sea, and in many ways holding Sevastopol and the Crimea at risk because of those particular ranges they've achieved. It seems to me almost a surprise, frankly, John, that we haven't seen more efforts by the Ukrainians to strike things like the Kerch Bridge, which you and I have talked about a number of times, connecting Crimea with the main portion of the Russian Federation.
We move from the drone battlefield to remarks, the information battlefield. Information space, I think, is the popular way to put it. NATO. NATO is a defensive organization. At the same time, in Moscow, they're developing more and more the statement that NATO attacked us. Not only did NATO attack us for years until we defended ourselves by stopping them at the Ukrainian border or the Novorossiya border, but NATO launched the attack on Moscow some weeks ago, led by these Tajik recruits in Moscow. NATO did this. At first, I thought that was just a knee-jerk reaction because Moscow was shocked by the killing, as we all were. But now, Jeff, it's being repeated again and again by no lesser light than Patrushev himself, the man who is understood to be a possible successor to Putin. In other words, Putin and Patrushev are now telling everybody who's listening that this is the explanation. Don't give another one. NATO attacked Moscow and murdered human beings on purpose. What are they achieving with that, Jeff? Who is listening to them?
Well, the Russian people listen to this, John. This is an effort to change the narrative about the war in Ukraine. It actually began, I think, during the run-up to the election campaign. Mr. Putin made sure that the one candidate who seemed to be somewhat reasonable to take some number of votes and was opposed to the war was not going to be allowed to be on the ballot. And then during the campaign, Mr. Putin concentrated on the war. And actually, towards the end of the campaign, both he and his principal spokesman, Mr. Peskov, started referring to the conflict as a war. Remember, of course, it had always been a special military technical operation. and you can be prosecuted for calling it a war. Now we're calling it a war. We're making sure that no one can demonstrate against the war, and that the war, of course, is being perpetrated against us by the West. Because at the onset, Mr. Putin has suggested this special military technical operation would be a very brief conflict of a few days. Russian officers were told to pack their dress uniforms for the parades that would occur in Kyiv. And now we're into the third year of this war. So there has to be some kind of an explanation of why have we failed so miserably to be successful. The answer? Because the war is really with the West. This is with the West. Consequently, anything that goes wrong in Russia is at the doorstep of the West. These particular terrorists, who clearly seem to have come from ISIS-K, even though they're Tajiks, were obviously being directed by the West, by Ukraine. And that particular narrative now, and that drumbeat, I think, is relentless. And the media, as well as the social media analysis I've seen, that particular answer is now resonating more and more with the Russian population.
30 seconds, Colonel. 75 years old. Who is that?
NATO now will achieve its 75th birthday tomorrow, and it will have a major summit this summer, which will be an interesting time for it to rethink where it goes in the future, how it deals with threats in cyberspace, outer space, and a globe which is many ways at war.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, CEO, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.